For a studio audience.
Song. Now we need a comedy number.
Yeah, we have to talk about that. I've got to have some tea. Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Oh. What happened to all the spoons here?
Oh, the customers in the bowling alley are probably using them for shoehorns again.
The same spoons I stir my tea with?
The same. Come on, you want to help me collect them?
Gladly. And I'll give those people a lecture on sanitary procedures they won't soon forget.
Look, Mr. DeFazio, the girls and I are going to be singing at the Moose Lodge this weekend for $25. So now that we're practically professionals, you think you can pay me?
Pay you?
Yeah.
How about all the time you was practicing as an amateur? Did you pay me?
Excuse me, I'm looking for Edna Babish. Is she here?
Why, what are you, a bill collector or something?
No, I'm Johnny. Johnny Babish, her ex-husband.
Oh. She's in there checking people's shoes for spoons. She'll be right out. Why don't you have a seat, huh?
Thank you.
Waldo had three of them in
one.
Look, I can't believe it. Johnny!
Hey! Oh, so good to see you.
Oh, God,
God, you look great.
Just
hey, I want you to meet my two best friends.
All right.
Shirley and Laverne, Johnny Babish.
How do you do? I'm
pleased
delighted.
To meet you. Thank you.
Hi again. Nice to talk to you already.
Right. You just missed their big number.
Well, I like your feathers.
Showbiz.
Showbiz.
Wait here a minute. Frank? Frank, listen, I want you to come meet Johnny, my ex.
So?
Well, he just is in town for a couple of hours, and he asked me out for dinner. I thought I ought to check with you.
Why?
I sort of thought we were going together.
Where are we going?
I just assumed that you would care.
Hey, you go out with whom you want. Understand that? You're over 21. Way over.
Thank you, and good night, Mr. Spring Chicken.
And now we're ready for the swimsuit competition.
Swimsuit competition, whoa!
I'm going to turn down the sound so we can see it better.
Good.
What are you two guys doing here?
Well, the girl said we could watch the Miss Dairyland pageant down here.
Yeah.
But when are you going to get your own TV?
It really wouldn't pay. I mean, all we ever watch is beauty contests and mummy pictures.
Mm-hmm. And my mother, the talking car, and the Heckle and Jekyll program.
Yeah, yeah. And Top Cat and Winky Dink.
And how howdy doody, Len.
And howdy doody to you too, Squig.
Oh, I don't know.
Please, will you be quiet? We turn the sound out for the watch. Yeah, they're about to introduce Miss Milk.
You looking for Mrs. Babish?
She left hours ago with a guy who looked just like you, except he was tall and good looking. Well, who do you like best so far?
So far, I'd have to say the one that I like the best would be Miss Yogurt.
Yeah, she's smooth.
Hey, guys, do me a favor.
What's the matter?
I don't want anybody to know I'm here. See who it is.
Come on.
All right. Lucky for you, they just put an advertisement on. That's all I got to say.
Is it Edna?
Well, wait a minute. I haven't even focused my eyeballs yet.
Oh, my.
Oh, Len, will you look at that?
What?
He's taking her in his arms. He's smothering her with a hot, passionate kiss.
Oh, what? Where? Where is it? I don't see nobody.
The redhead on the third floor up there.
I thought you were talking about Edna. Who cares about a redhead on the third floor? You pickleheads.
Pickleheads? Frank, were you checking up on me?
No!
Pickleheads?
All right, we'll go watch the contest in a bar.
Sure, if they serve the pickleheads. Mrs. Babish, you wouldn't rent an apartment to a picklehead, would you?
Why?
All right, so maybe we are pickleheads. But we're the best damn pickleheads in the state of Milwaukee.
Frank, I came to tell you why I went out with Johnny Babish tonight.
Hey, I'm not interested. Throw a cup on the corner, maybe.
Frank, you are jealous. Now admit it, you're jealous.
I'm jealous? You gotta be kidding. You can go with anybody you want. We ain't married, you know.
Thank heaven for that. Oh, boy, you should have seen it tonight. Them mooses went crazy over
us. They're really nuts over us. This is how we opened.
It's cherry.
A pink and apple blossom white. When your true lover comes your way. You are the stubbornest, most inconsiderate man on earth. You don't know a thing about women.
I don't think they made up yet.
No.
Let's go get something to eat and get out of here.
I know about women. I know that they you can't trust them. They go out on dates behind your back.
I did not go out behind your back. You made me go out with Johnny.
Yeah, like I made you hug that guy at the ball game.
That was my cousin.
You got proof?
I don't need to prove anything to you because you and I are finished. Finished. You know something? I went out with Johnny Babish tonight. And he got drunk. He fell under the table. He hit two waiters and he stuck me with a check. And he still treated me nicer than you do.
My, my, you are quite the seamstress, Mrs. Babish.
Well, what should we talk about? Current events? The weather?
Why you're not talking to Mr. DeFazio?
Shirley, look, I can handle men. I've been divorced 5 times.
Yes, well, you see, divorce can be an early warning sign of a faulty relationship. Now, I really don't think that you ought to break up with Mr. DeFazio. I mean, he is a wonderful man.
Oh, yes, he's a wonderful man. Not a week goes by that he doesn't bring me a little package.
Well, you see, now, isn't that sweet? I love to get candy and flowers.
He brings me his dirty laundry.
His panties and everything?
I wouldn't call them his panties. I would call them circus tents.
Well, say no more. Say no more.
Oh, but there is more. There is lots more. Do you know that he won't even admit to his friends that we go together?
Oh, no. Come on.
And you know what really bugs me?
What?
He never calls me by my first name.
Oh, well, come on.
You know what he calls me?
Call you what?
Hey.
You know what you ought to do? You want to take some advice from me? You ought to get yourself all dolled up and go out into that world and just see what's happening out
there.
I mean, Mrs. Babish.
Absolutely.
There are other fish in the sea. Do you know what I mean?
You are absolutely
perfectly right,
yes,
and I
well,
have been
thank you.
Out of the ocean long enough.
That's right. That's the attitude. You should get up there and start swimming.
Thank you, Shirley.
Nothing.
You know, you do have a knack for helping people.
People do say that. Wait a minute. Wait just a second. I'm pinned in here. Woohoo! Woohoo! Somebody get this dress off of me!
This looks like a job for a couple of pickleheads.
Little muffin. How you doing?
Watching Father Knows Best.
TV's not on.
It's a repeat.
Well, Pop, I know you're feeling crummy.
No, I feel pretty good.
Just sit there like a bump on a log. Get up. Come on, let's play something. Let's do something. Move around. Hey, Pop, think fast. Okay, here. Come on, Pop. Chuck it in here, baby. Chuck it in. Come on. Chuck it in. That is so. I found her, and I got it. You're not playing with me.
Okay.
Guess who I saw on the way over here? Edna. She was just walking down the street, alone, all alone, nobody with her.
Who needs her?
You need her.
I don't need her.
You need her, Pop, a lot.
She needs me more than I need her.
You need her, too.
You're telling me I'm wrong?
You gonna hit me?
No.
Then you're wrong.
You don't understand. She don't understand. Nobody understands. Your mother understood. Yeah, that woman used to get up 5 o'clock in the morning just to make sauce.
Well, Pop, Mama was Mama and Edna is Edna and sauce comes in cans now. I know if I was married, I wouldn't get up at no 5 o'clock in the morning to make sauce.
If you was married. If you was married, you would have to get up 5 o'clock. Well, I'd get up 5 o'clock. Well, I come over and I make sauce and I make dinner and I make soup. I make everything. If you was married.
I know, Pop. You'd have a parade. It would be wonderful. Yeah. What I'm trying to say, Pop, is when I get married, I want the guy to be
Italian.
Yeah, Dad. I want him to be romantic. You know, women like that kind of thing.
I got no time for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you used to. Yeah, you used to. I remember when I was real little back in Brooklyn. I remember how you used to pick flowers for Mama's hair, just like in this picture here. And that was romantic.
I can't do that no more.
Why not?
When I bend down, I can't get up.
Yeah. You don't have to bend down and pick them. You could go to a flower shop and buy a flower.
Yeah, go to a flower shop and buy a flower.
That's right.
Bye. What does she give me?
She keeps you from being lonely, Pop. Oh, I care about you. So does Edna. If you're not willing to try, then there's nothing more I can do.
Wait. What I gotta do?
Why don't you come over tomorrow night and Cheryl and I will make a nice dinner and we'll invite Mrs. Babish over and you can make up with her, huh? And I'll get all stiffied up, turn on that old charm, huh? And all you gotta do is remember not to call her Hay.
That's my pet name for her.
Find another pet name, something nice, something like Fluffy Butter Doll. Poopsy Kissy Face.
Where do you get these names?
Shirley spends Sunday mornings making them up.
Shirley.
I love you, Pop.
Boy, that wore me out. Okay, thanks, guys. You can bring it back to the studio tomorrow. Hey, Cheryl, the piano's here. I'm taking off.
Hold it! I want to show you what I borrowed from Squiggy's Uncle Elliot's Wax Museum.
What'd you borrow from Squiggy's uncle from the what?
Woo! I wanted to express my heartfelt thanks.
Go out with me Friday night?
You got it, Tiger.
Wear that dress?
Forever, if you want.
I love that dress. You're gonna look stupid bowling in it, but I love that dress.
Bowling? I can't bowl in this dress. How am I gonna bowl in this dress?
I can't bowl anyway.
I...
Smell it, huh?
Real good, huh?
Do you mean by that?
Just what do you mean by I can't bowl anyway? I have
wine properly chilled.
Laverne, you do not chill red wine. What's wrong with you?
It's a special occasion, Cheryl.
Uh-oh. Here comes one of them.
All right.
Okay, everything set?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. You look cute.
Isn't it lovely?
Perfect.
Hi, Mrs. Babbage. Come right in. Welcome to our little dinner.
Is Frank here yet?
No.
Late as usual. Oh, girls, I don't think I can go through with this. Frank is never going to change, honestly.
Well, I'm here, okay?
Frank!
Pop, would you look at you?
Can I check your hat, sir?
I looked at it before I came here. It's okay.
My, how very sweet. You brought flowers.
They're not for you. They're for her.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
Here's some candy. Don't eat too much. You get fat.
You don't know what to say either.
Yeah, I know what to say. Give me back the candy.
Oh, no.
She's stopped.
I know, Pop, but you're right.
Okay, it's showtime. It's showtime, everybody. Oh, just sit down, Mrs. Babbage. Let me take those. Just find the thing right there.
I'll give them a kiss.
She didn't mean it.
Come on, you look so cute. Sit down. Your aunt will sit down.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the silky sounds of Miss Shirley Feeney as she sets the romantic mood for lovers only.
If I loved you,
hey.
That was very nice. Thank you.
What a horse.
Thank you very much.
Dinner is served.
Good. Sit down and play some dinner music.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
Sure, because I want red, you want white.
I said white,
you want red.
It's
Italian food, Italian food. You have red wine with Italian food.
I am not Italian, I am white.
I know you're not Italian.
You're
supposed to
taste it. Don't you know how to do it?
It's Italian wine and Italian body. Italian wine goes in the Italian body.
I'm crazy to give me a headache.
Italian food. Give me a headache. Sure, give me a headache.
Please stop playing that music.
Keep playing. I like that song.
Now, you jumped all over Shirley, you jumped all over me, and all we're trying to do is help you make up. Well, forget it. If you want to fight, go ahead. Throw lasagna at each other. It's cold anyway. But if you two wind up sad and alone, you got no one to blame but yourselves. Come on, Cheryl.
You think it was my song?
You were wonderful.
I was.
They went to lots of trouble.
So did you.
Nah.
I like the suit.
Nah, all
you look positively handsome.
Nah, shaving and comb my hair, nothing.
Both on one day?
Come on, come on, give me a break. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not a romantic guy. You understand? You want romance? Cesar Romero. Great. I'm old-fashioned. That's it. Old-fashioned. You got to understand that. I love you and that's that.
What did you say?
That's that.
No, before that's that.
Oh, Cesar Romero.
No, between Cesar Romero and that's that. What did you say?
Come on, you know what I said. I said it, all right?
Do you mean it?
If I didn't mean it, I don't say it. You understand that? I'm too old to change. But if you remind me, I'll bring you a flower. All
right. You know something? I love you, too.
Look at me, too.
I'm afraid we'll have to skip dinner.
It's okay.
And thanks for helping us.
I'm sorry, yo.
It's okay.
Hey!
You know anybody named Hay around here?
Okay. Oopsie, kissy face.